All right, good morning.
大家早。
I'm so happy to be back this time. I think I've really been enjoying my time just resting and sleeping. And every time I come here and I chat at church, I feel like my parents used to be the ones that would talk and talk. I'm like, oh, can we go home now? And then, and last time my mom left without me. I was talking too long. Anyway.
我很高兴可以回来这边，每次来这边，我就可以睡很多，然后可以休息。我每次来教会都有很多沟通，以前都是爸爸妈妈在沟通，在交通，在等他们，现在是我自己在这边交通多。
And I've been really encouraged by just the warm welcome. It's always like coming home and feeling like family.
我很谢谢大家热诚的欢迎我回来，每次回来就是像我的家一样。
So it's been a year and a half since I came back, and lots of things have happened.
Year and a half.
A year and a half?
Since you came back.
Came back to
you. Oh, okay. Okay. 我大概有一年半的时间没有回来了。
And, well, next slide, please. This is just everything that's happening. Okay. Oh.Quick introduction first. Some people, my mom reminds me, some people might not know me or know what I'm talking about. So my sister and I, we've been living in Taiwan for about 10-ish years.
我姐姐跟我在台湾住了大概十多年，十年左右。
We live in Hualien County, Hualien City, or we did. It's that narrow county on the right side, on the east side.
我们住在那个花莲城市里边，就是东边的那个小城市。
It's a little more countryside than Taipei, and it's a very beautiful place.
是比台北比较乡村，是非常美丽的一个城市。
And it has a fairly high Aboriginal population.
有很多原住民在那边。
And so my sister first went there for a missions trip for a year, which is considered maybe just a year and come back. And then she ended up staying for 11 years now. And then after 2 years I went and I stayed there for 9 years now.
我姐姐开始是在那边本来是去一年做宣教然后就回来但现在她已经在那边11年了。
And we just really fell in love with the kids that we taught. Their hearts were so open, so warm, and they had so much...Need for love, need for God.
我们就爱上那边的小孩子，他们很需要神的爱。
They actually, it's kind of a high-ish percentage of Christians in Hualien because most Aboriginals are not traditional Taoists or Buddhists. There's many churches in the Aboriginal villages, but they're not necessarily very strong or very life-changing.
那边算是也蛮多基督教的很多教会在那边，但是小孩子他们好像对他们好像不会改变他们的生命。
And so this is just where we started working by seeing what needs were there, getting to know the culture, getting to know the people, and we ended up just meeting lots of our students and then going to visit them and playing with them for hours.
所以我们就开始对这些小孩子有一些事工，就跟他们在一起，跟他们一起玩。
And so that was kind of like the beginning, the first few years of us there. We would just spend time doing things like running, racing with them, and things that I didn't think would be what I was doing there.
所以开始几年就是跟他们就花时间在他们跟他们一起。开始我也没有想到是这样子的一个事工。
I felt like that was the time that God was really building the passion in our hearts and our lives, that we loved them so much that we would do anything, really.
但是神就改变我们心，我们爱他们这么多，是好像我们就愿意跟他为他们做各样的事情。
And realizing that just these 2 hours a week, could we do much more?
我们虽然只有几一个礼拜只有几小时的时间，我们就希望可以为他们做更多。
What they struggle with a lot are a lot of broken families, with a lot of easy to break the law, easy to not have any supervision. And so a lot of these kids end up getting sent to different organizations, different children's homes, different delinquent homes, and places where they would hope that like either the government sends them or social workers send them, hoping that they have a little more guidance and structure in their lives.
所以这些小孩子有很多是从这个破碎家庭出来，所以也很容易犯错，所以很多就送到不同的机构，不同的像不良少年的机构里边。
And so I think throughout the years you've heard me share about the different orphanages, the different kids that we worked with, and different people who have come alongside us and served with us, and also branched out in their own ministries in that way.
所以就你会听到我就分享到不同小孩子的机构就跟他们在一起不同的服事。
Probably one of the main organizations that we spent a lot of our time at is the Faith Hope Love Boys Home.
最主要的一个机构我们花比较多时间的就是信望爱青少年。
And about half of them, they're there because they broke the law, and so the government, the judges sent them there. And another half of them, they're sent by social services. Their families were not able to take care of them.
这个机构就是大概有一半是因为他们做错事，所以政府把他送去那边。或者有一半是家里不能照顾这些小孩子，就那个社会机构送他们到那边去。
And then through this time, we realize they can develop and grow, and many of them become Christians in these homes, if it's a Christian home, and they do well until they're 18. And once they're 18, they have to leave.
Yeah, 有一些就在那边就成为基督徒，但是很多他们就到18岁就要离开这个院学院。
And we found that even if they're at a good point when they graduate, but they say, yeah, I want to stay connected to the church, stay connected with people, and have stable lives, and not smoke, and not drink, and not get into the bad lifestyle again.
虽然有一些他们离开的时候是一个还比较正常的基督徒，但是他们会说，我们要回去做好的，做不会再吸烟，吸烟再喝酒，各样的坏事。
But there's two things that happen. One is if they go back to their old circles or their old friends. Okay. And they fall back into the lifestyle that brought them there in the first place.
那很多他们就回去他们原本的那个环境就是被他们被罚进来的原本的环境。
Or they just go out and they find they can't interact with people properly. They've been living in this little bubble, and so they can't get along with their boss. And they quit their job after 2 weeks, and they just can't keep a job, or they can't keep a stable place to live, and they end up wandering and not a very good lifestyle.
很多就不能适应到回去这个社会的环境，他们不能持久一个工作，在两个礼拜就quit 啊。然后就回到他们原本的一个情况。
And so we realized, like, how can we help them? We try to be there to support them. We try to be there to encourage them. But usually when life's not going so well, they feel a little guilty. They're too ashamed to meet up
with us. 我们也想尽量的帮他们，但是到那个情况，他们就有点不好意思，就不会来找我们。
And so as we worked all those years with all these kids that are all grown up, we realized there needs to be some kind of transition.
所以过了这么多年，我们就觉得需要有一个中途的一个自家的地方给他们。
Because they go from no responsibility, having everything provided for them, to all the responsibility with nothing provided for them.
因为他们从一个什么东西都为他们预备好了，到一个环境，他们要自己预备所有的东西。
And so it started just maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, we started to have this dream.
So in 4 or 5 years, we started to have
this dream. We called it the big impossible dream. And back then, I think that was when we were really growing in faith and saying, you know, anything is possible. We've seen God change so many people. We've seen God open so many doors. Like, it's so impossible. Like, we're a bunch of foreigners who have marginal Chinese, I mean it's improved, but we don't have the proper background social work or being able to do administrative work in Chinese. Like, who are we? But we're like, let's just try it.
但是我们觉得我们没有办法，因为我们都是从外边来的，然后中文又不好，怎么样去设这个机构？但是我们只能相信神。
Okay, and so that's phase three, which I'll get to in a little bit.
所以这是第三个阶段，待会会再讲多一点。
Okay, go to the next slide. So a little bit of introduction. I think last time I came, I said, everyone's leaving Hualien. And we had maybe 9 or 10, in different years, we had 7 people working with us, 9 people working with us. And then this year we had about 3, including me.
所以这个是我们的那个团队，本来有很多的队友，现在我们剩下只有三个。
Up here, this is Kim, she's my housemate.
是跟我一起住的,
and she's been doing mission trips in Taiwan every summer, but then she moved 2 years ago to Hualien to help us start whatever we could maybe start.
她是一直都在台湾就是暑假去做宣道，但是过去两年她就住在那边，帮助我们要开始的工作。
And the other two are Caroline and Joanna, and they've been serving in Taiwan for about 5-6 years. Joanna's in Hualien, but Caroline wasn't moved to Taichung.
另外两个就是在那边服侍也大概5到6年，一个在花莲，一个在台东。
But we've all been serving together in the same kinds of kids, the same kinds of fields for a long time, and have the same vision too.
我们就一直在同一个施工上面一起服侍，有同样的意向。
And even though we had fewer this year, but I know that we really were able to be united in what we wanted, in the visions we have, and the passions we have, and really encourage each other through it.
我们因为有同样的一个意向，所以我们就能够一起的同工去向着这个意向走。
Unfortunately, all three of them are leaving Hualien and Taiwan.
很可惜，他们三个都要离开台湾了。
Caroline and Joanna just moved back to California. They need to finish their schooling, and Kim is leaving in September.
Caroline Joanna, 他们就回到加州去完成他们的读书，然后 Kim 回到。
And so we will see what happens in Hualien.
我们就要看以后Hualien会怎么样。
Okay, next slide. In other news, I have more and more family in Taiwan.
另外，但是我有更
Unexpectedly. We just celebrated Nathan's first birthday before I left.
So this is Nathan, Eric and Nathan.
He's doing very well. They're doing very well. They're very happy. And he gets all the attention and he loves it. And then my other cousin, Rachel, she moved from Hong Kong to Taipei also. She married her husband, Michael, and they just had a baby, baby Elijah. He's about 3 months old.
另外堂姐, Rachel, 她刚结婚, Michael, 然后他们也刚刚有一个 baby.
And then, so of course, my last cousin who's in Hong Kong, she'll come visit us much more now.
另外那个堂妹, 她就常常来台湾来看。
And so this has been a big part of my life, too. I go up to Taipei at least once or one or two weekends out of the month.
所以, 我就常常会到台北, 大概一个月两次。
Okay, next slide, please. So as I was saying, Faith of Love has been our main ministry. We've still been teaching English there, and it's just been really amazing to see how things have changed.
新外爱就是说我们比较注重注意到的一个学院。
Some of the, probably the students we met very, very early on, they just graduated high school.
有些你们已经见过的小孩子，他们大概都已经毕业了。
And so many, many new kids, and things will change.
所以有很多新的会一直会在改变。
But what's amazing, and not really something I had anticipated, was when we first went, like, You'd have to kill them before they even said, hi, my name is whatever.
Yeah, 开始的时候你真的很难才可以让他们可以跟你打招呼。
They literally look at you and then turn away and run away.
会看着你然后就转过身就走掉了。
And they're still not the best students, but we've really worked on their English conversation. Like, I don't know if they can pass their tests in school, but after years and years of just flooding them with, hi, say hi. We've had lots of English classes, and now they can start to communicate in English.
Yeah, 他们, 经过很多年的跟他们在一起教他们英文，他们至少开始也会可能跟你用打招呼了。
The older kids, we've been impressed, like they really tried to put in more effort, feeling like we can do this, rather than, oh, that's just impossible.
比较，他们比较大的也开始觉得他们可能可以读这个英文，不是不可能的。
And then the younger and newer kids, since they started a different kind of environment, they can have a lot more fun, like of course they play lots of games, and just not so daunted by the whole aspect of learning English.
比较小的新来的他们就会比较玩游戏多一点，但是也会比较可以开始认识。
And we've kind of swung back and forth on the pendulum on how important is this?
所以我们也是在看这个有多重要。
Sometimes I think, if they can't even pass their Chinese test, why are we learning English?
所以有时候他们连中文都不能考过，为什么在学英文？
But then I see, like, as they go a more vocational path, that little bit of English conversation skill can make a big difference in finding a job.
但是因为他们将要到社会里边，有时候学一点点的英文可能也会帮助到他们。
Okay, next slide.So finally, all of that to here.
所以最后我们就到这个阶段。
I think we spent like maybe 2-3 years just saying like, what can we do? We're trying to do, we'll do whatever we can, but it's just only little steps of research, little steps of figuring things out.
很多年我们就想这个事情怎么我们可以做些什么，但是都是很小的事情，我们都只可以想很小的事情。
And I think it's a lot of talking to a lot of people and saying, yeah, we kind of know it's impossible.
Yeah, 我们跟很多人都在有交通过，都觉得这是大概不可能。
But I think that there's a period of time where we realize, you know, we can't do it, but all we need is one thing. We just need God's favor.
我们有觉得一个地步我们就没办法做，但是我们只有一件事情，就是得到神的喜悦。
I mean, I think there's stories in the Bible where you just think,Why did it all work out? That's like too coincidental. But you can just see God provided favor for people and things just kept moving forward.
所以我们就看到有很多事情就是神的时间到了就很多他喜悦的事情就发生了。
And so I found that actually Davina getting married and moving up to Taipei, I was like, she's gone. But God put her in the perfect spot.
姐姐这边呢，她结婚了就到台北，但是发觉神就是把她放在那个地方。
And so we met this lady, 洪老师。
就遇到这个洪老师。
She's the head of CCSA, Chinese Children Home Shelter Association.
她是这个中文中国小孩子。
Shelter Association.
就是
for orphanages and.
Yeah, 像那个孤儿或者没人管的地方，一个它是一个总管。
Which is actually like an umbrella organization for all those orphanages and homes.
它这个组织就是底下有很多小的机构。
They can provide training. They can provide resources, social workers, anything.
它会有很多不同的事情可以支援。
And they actually have some transition homes running in different places like Taipei and Taizong, a couple other places.
他们已经有不同的中途之家在台北、台中的地方。
And like we barely knew of the organization, and actually don't even remember how we ended up meeting her. But after meeting with her, God granted us favor with her.
我也不记得怎么遇到她，但是在遇到她以后，神就开始做她喜悦的事。
And so we're just a few foreigners that she has no reason to trust, and she just, as she said, let's do it.
我们只是几个外国来的，她也没有理由相信我们，但是她就说我们可以去做这个事情。
And even after meeting her, there's a period of waiting time.
在遇到她以后，也有一段时间我们在等。
And we try to research housing, we try to research jobs, we try to see what's going on with our kids. Will they come to this? Will they not come to that?
在这个以后，我们还是做很多小的一个研究，看看什么工作、什么地方可以用。
And I felt like I just half the time said, I don't know what I'm doing.
所以多数的时间我都不晓得我们在做什么。
And same with Kim, my housemate. She's like, what are we doing? But I think during this time, God really said, just wait for my timing.
在这时候神就说,
and so things started, some slow things started happening. We got an office, we got a social worker, and we're still waiting. Our kids are still running off and not coming back.
在那时候就开始有的一个办公室, 然后有一些社会, 社会工人。
And then there's one key meeting that home office came down and she went and she met with all the different organizations in Hualien and said, this is what we're trying to do. This is what we're trying to open. Is this something you guys need?
但是就这个以后就是他就说我们有这个事情可以做，我们正是需要这个事情。
And they all said, yes, we do.
然后我们就说，对，我们是需要这个。
And then from then, that was like last fall, from then everything just went faster than I can't even catch my breath.
这个是上个在九十月的时候，之后这个事情发生就非常快。
They said, this is the place, we're renting it.
就说这个地方我们可以租了。
And then we brought in a team and they cleaned up the whole place. This is a former bed and breakfast.
这个以前是租给别人住的。 我们就把有一对宣道施工就把别的地方清理了。
And then they sent out a little advertisement to the churches, and they said we need someone qualified like this, hopefully an older auntie, older mother and or father for house parents or house aunties.
然后就我们送了也到不同的教会，我们需要这样子的住在这个地方的像父母亲一样就管这些小孩子。
And during right after all the craziness of Chinese New Year, pretty much it wasn't quite open yet, but everything was ready, and there's someone living in there like the first day.
在新年的时候，在第一天就我们就可以过了以后，就第一天就可以住在里边。Because
I think there's just so many of all the people who work at all the different places, they always see these are our kids. They're like wandering, not literally wandering the streets, but kind of figuratively, yes.
然后就看到，就是那些小孩子本来就是不晓到哪里去。
And so right away the need was there, and the place was ready, and they just brought in all the kids.
所以有这个需要，然后这个地方也预备好了，所以这些孩子就可以到那边去住。
Not so young kids.
不是很小的孩子。
Yeah, and so after that we realized we kind of worked ourselves out of a job.
过了以后我们就不需要再做什么了。But
that's actually, that I feel like in our vision, that's always the plan. Because we're not local, we don't have the capabilities that someone local can actually do.
所以后来我们在想，这是我们就本来的计划，我们不是当地的人，所以就应该是从当地的人在做这些事。And
so we went back to taking kind of like a volunteer role to support them in whatever way we can.
我们就有自愿的去，他们需要什么，我们就尽量帮助他们。And
also supporting them financially.
然后这也是在财务上支援他们。And
a lot of it's been keeping in touch with this girl Jia Ying. She's the social worker, and she's been really amazing.
这个女孩佳莹，她是也是很奇妙。She
actually moved to Hualien because she wanted to serve there, and then she got cancer.
她就到了花莲，因为她要在那边服侍，之后她就有那个癌症。And
she's only about like 25.
她只有在25岁。
But, and she's not a Christian.
她不是基督徒,
but she has a lot of heart.
但是她很有心,
and she's also very wise about how she deals with the kids.
她也很有智慧怎么样的像这个小孩子。
So we've been praying for her and just supporting her in whatever way we can.
所以我们一直为她祷告, 就一直在支持他们。
And then suddenly, in hindsight, it seemed like something impossible was just done.
所以我们就回头看, 好像一个不可能的事情就做成了。
And I really feel like I didn't do any of it.
就觉得我根本没有在做什么。
And I think that's really God saying, yes, that was me.
所以神在说，就是是的，是我在做事。
Yeah, and all he asked was us to be faithful, for us to share our heart, his heart, and just be ready to talk to whoever he wanted us to talk to.
那就是要我们预备好我们的心，然后跟别人再分享，然后预备好就可以随时就讲这个事。
Yeah. And so right now there's I think the maximum capacity is only 8. And last we had 5 or 6. And one boy already also living on his own. The social worker will continue to follow up with them. The plan is supposed to be kind of like 3 to 6 months of living here, and then they transition out into their own housing. Because after 3 to 6 months, they can be stable in a job and make enough money to pay their own rent when they're out.
这地方大概最多可以住到8个人，现在大概有5、6个，有一些有一个已经住了，然后出去自立了。我们希望就是在3到6个月，他们就可以从这里经过，然后出去自立。
And Jiaying, the social worker, she helps them with the 2 main things. One is job, and the other main thing is finances.
Jiaying 就是最主要帮助他们，第一个就是找到工作给他们，第二就是为他们预备他们的那个财务上怎么处理。
Because they're pretty good at just getting the money and then busting it on a new pair of shoes.
他们就很容易赚到钱，就去买一对鞋子。
And then at the end of the month, they're like, we don't have enough food, enough money to eat.
就是说没有钱去买食物吃。
And she says actually it wasn't that hard to work with them. She just made them track all their expenses.
其实她家里就说不是太难为他们做，只是要教他们怎么样看他们所支出的用掉的钱在哪里。
And by the end of the second and third month, she can already see they're changing and seeing, oh well, I guess I can't spend that kind of money, and changing their spending habits.
所以过了2、3个月，就看到这小孩子就开始改变他们怎么用钱。
The house aunties make them keep their rooms clean and cook and help them to kind of get that living part of life.
那家长就会吩咐他们怎么样清理他们的房间，教导他们怎么去处理自己的房子。
And so it's all running pretty smoothly.
所以现在还非常顺利的进行。
The one thing that we've seen is sometimes a little hard for them to reach for a little more.
但是我发现他们很难就是走到更深的一步。
And perhaps that's the next step.
可能这是在下一步的。
Because one of the kids, he could take some tests, get some vocational licenses, which would open up more opportunities for future jobs for him.
像有个孩子，他可以去考一些执照。然后就可以有一些更多的工作的机会。
But then he's just like, no, I don't need to. I'm fine. I have a job. I'm fine with my life. I don't need to make more money.
但是他就很不愿意，我已经有工作，我可以了。
And even trying to get him to see a little more vision for his life, he was just a little too apathetic and too, even maybe too comfortable, or maybe even a little too scared.
他就不愿意就踏出一步，可能他不觉得安全，或者是。有点害怕。
And so I think this is something that we can help guide them to, but also have to keep being realistic too.
这些就可以引导他们的，但是也需要比较实际。
Okay, and I think that's all for that. Yeah. Okay. Next slide. Oh, okay. On the right is Jim. Many of you may know him. He's doing pretty well. And he actually went to France this summer for an exchange program. He's studying French as his major. And when he first talked about it, he's like, well, I don't know if I can go. You know, most of my classmates can go, but I don't really have the finances. And 2 things, we connected him with the CCSA office in Kaohsiung and said, they have resources. Just talk to them and ask. And they definitely were able to help him out with, I think, school tuition.
有为大家大概都会认识他也非常不错，最近他去了法国是交换学生，本来他觉得他不能去，因为财务上有问题，我们就把他跟 CCSA 在台南高雄所以他们就给他预备了这个财务上，他就可以去了。
And then he still kind of felt, well, maybe it's too big of an expense. But one of these aunties that was serving at Faith Hill Love talked to him. She says, I'll help sponsor you, and you have to find the rest of the money.
他后来觉得还是不够，但是在兴旺爱里边有一个老师就愿意支持他， 一部分他自己去找另外一些资源。
And you know, in the past, like we helped him out a lot, but this time I want to see how much can he do.
以前我们就觉得我们帮助他了很多，这次我们看他自己能够做多少。
And he did it. He asked. He talked to people and shared, and was able to find all the sponsorship he needed.
他就跟很多人有交通，然后就可以找到不同的。
Yeah. And before that, he spent last summer volunteering back at the home that he used to live at.
在这个之前，他也在信望爱那边做志愿帮助他们的工作。
And he was mentoring this boy named James.
他在帮助这个小孩子 James.
And he, I think, he's doing Bible study with him and working, helping him with his English.
然后在跟他一起读圣经，跟帮他读英文。
And it's just really great to see how he grew and was ready to give.
他有长大了，也愿意给出去。
And Jim, of course, knows that we've been trying to open this transition home. And at the end of last summer, he said, "I really hope James can go."
他也知道我们在开始在中途之家，他就很希望这个小孩 James 可以去。
James is, I think, he's already 19, but he didn't finish high school, so he's still at the home.
他大概19岁，但是他没有读完中学，所以还在这学院。
And he's very smart and very hardworking.
非常聪明，也很努力。
And things we weren't sure how to work out, but just this summer, a couple weeks ago, he moved to Hualien and into the transition home.
所以这不晓得怎么发生，就是他后来就搬到花莲，然后就进去这个。
And it did seem like a really crucial time for him to start to transition, take responsibility for himself.
So it was a very important time. He could start to have responsibility, and then start to adjust.
And then, because of this opportunity, like we are still able to maintain our relationship with him, and as a volunteer, and take him to church every week.
就这样子，我们就可以跟他有些关系，可以带他去教会。
Because we found that the church community is still what makes kids very stable.
Yeah, 你觉得教会还是对一个孩子很重要的一个影响。
And there are a few other kids in college, and like we just try to always encourage them stay connected with community.
有一些已经在大学的，我们就尽量告诉他们去跟教会有一些联络。
And so we hope that it will work out for him.
希望他就可以继续这样子。
Yeah. Okay.Next. Oh, these are the finance numbers I finally calculated out. And then they still don't quite add up because the conversion rate is always different. So my math is not super great. But thank you guys for your support all these years. Sometimes we have a surplus, sometimes we have not. But then we pull the surplus from another year and it's always very great.
这是过去几年的财务上因为有时候那个兑换率不一样，所以这个不是很准确很正确有时候有多有时候有少，但是这个是
It's about yeah. And what we've been doing is we had started supporting the CCSA office, but we had gotten paid this chunk of money for our volunteer work, so we're using that first, and then as we finish using thatWe hope to use up the rest of this money to support them monthly.
我们除了这些我们在那边的事工志愿的一些支出以外，剩下的我们就尽量帮助这个中途之家的机构。
Next slide. And this is about how we use the money every year.
所以这个大概钱花在什么地方
？Sorry, I couldn't get that text bigger. Basically, the yellow part is gasoline. The pink part is car maintenance and repairs, and then that big section is tax, insurance, and registration.
最主要那个黄色是就是那个汽油，粉红色就是修理，然后橘子颜色就是那个政府的需要的费用。
And you know, a couple years ago, the car was kind of dying, and so we're like, do we repair it or do we get another car?
在几年前那个车子快要死了，我们在想要再买一部还是要修理。
And then God really provided at that time just the car we needed. It's very smooth, very fast. We didn't have to do shopping for it.
那时候神就预备一个车子，我们就不需要再另外去找。
And then it's like our old car had new life because we weren't wearing it down so much.
我们这个旧的车子就开始有声音，因为我们没有用的这么厉害。
And then so actually it ended up we used both cars for ministry and spread out even more with more people.
所以我们就开始可以有两部车子，其实可以做这施工，所以更多人可以用。
But being able to not have to worry about these cars are a huge expense really gave us the freedom to run all over Hualien.
因为你们的支持，所以我们就不用再担忧这车子的所有的支出，我们可以用就坐在不同的施工上。
Okay, next slide.Oh, sorry, taking a long time, aren't I? Okay, for my future plan, I plan to just stay one more year in Hualien and then move up to Taipei.
这是将来的计划，我希望是在花莲再住一年就开始搬到台北。
This year, I know I'll have one more new friend in Hualien, and then we'll see.
我会有一个新的朋友，然后就看以后怎么样。
Well, Hope should be my friend. We have a new teacher, sorry.
会有一个新的外国来的宣教士来。
And as I thinking about what do I want to do this final year, is invest more in my church and kind of wrap up and have closure with the different organizations, especially with kids. Because seeing kids for all these years, people come and go, but we've been there the whole time. But now as we're wrapping up, it'sWe'll have to have a way to say goodbye.
我就想这年这要做注重在什么方面？第一就是在我的教会小组里边，另外就是要这个小孩子来了走了，我们开始要怎么样跟他们有一个好的结束
？Okay, and next slide. And so, what are our prayer requests?
所以这是祷告的事项。
In part of the time, we did realize that the transition is not always smooth. Sometimes there's miscommunications because it's different organizations having to work with each other. And there's actually this one time we just said, Davina, we need you to do the talking because you're good at it. And so she came down to Hualien and cleared up some miscommunications.
所以我们发觉这个中途之家也不是这么完全顺利，因为有不同的机构送小孩子来，所以有时候会部会的交通，有时候Davina 也会下来帮我们沟通一下。
And it actually came to a very good result.
后来还是有很好的一个结果。
We realize that it's not always going to work out so smoothly.
我们就知道不是完全都是顺利的。
But hopefully it will if we pray.
我们就需要祷告。
Okay, and then so Jiaying, I mentioned earlier the social worker praying for her health and her faith.
嘉莹，我刚才已经说了，就是她的身体健康跟她的信主。
And Hong 老师 the head, she actually was in a car accident recently, and she's okay, but she's not that young, and so we pray that also she'll be able to find that successor, because she runs so fast, she moves so fast, and no one's been able to step up to that spot yet.
洪老师最近也有一个车祸，他的身体也是不是最好。继续他的工作。
And I think the last two I kind of mentioned already.
Yeah, 最后两个我已经讲了。
Just want to thank you all, and like God's been really amazing. Things that we couldn't have imagined, they're like just normal things.
最后谢谢大家，这很多事情是神在做事，我们都不晓得怎么发生的。
And if you want to know more, you can come talk to me.
需要知道仔细，我可以继续跟你解释。
And also, Davina, Eric, and Nathan, and me and my boyfriend will come back in October for about 9 days to visit.
所以在十月之后 ，Davina 跟她的先生跟小孩，然后我跟我的男朋友，所以十月份再会回来。
So hope to see you soon.
希望可以再看到大家。
That's all. Thank you.
We'd like to have a word of prayer for Carissa, and she leaves August the 14th. So let's have a word of prayer for her. And if you would translate, please. Father, I thank you for your direction in Carissa's life, and I thank you for doing the impossible dream.
天父，谢谢你给 Carissa 有她的引导的一个不可能的事情你做了。
pray that you would continue to lead and direct as she goes back to Taiwan, and Lord, it closes up this year in Hualien and goes to Taipei. Direct her steps, we pray. And Lord, we want to continue to uphold her in prayer and in our support. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Testimony for you. In 2008, 2009, 2010, for 3 years, I went to Inner Mongolia to be involved in an English camp there for 3 summers. And you want to translate, probably. Yeah. So 2008, 2009, 2010. So in 2009, I met Ann Pierce. I'm going to, if she's going to come and share her testimony. So she was part of that summer team, and then she went there in 2012 after going through our teacher training program. She went back to China in 2012 to teach.
她接受了一些这个教导的训练。 2012年她回到台湾去教书。
So this is the first Sunday she's been here, but she has recently visited our prayer meeting, and we'd like you to have the opportunity to hear her testimony. So let's welcome Ann Pierce, please. And her family live here in Shawnee.
Good morning. I'm really excited to be here. A little nervous, but...
大家早上好,我很兴奋,也有点紧张。
I think everyone's nervous speaking in front of crowds. So,
我们知道说大家在众人面前说话都会有点紧张的。
Gary, thank you for the introduction. And like you said, I've been living in Baotou, Neimonggu, China. Many people think I live in Mongolia, but I actually live in China, in the province Inner Mongolia.
谢谢, Gary 介绍我住在 中国内蒙古包头，大家不要以为那是蒙古哈，那是在中国的一部分。And
I have been teaching at the university in my city and have stayed there for 7 years. This is the beginning of my 8th year.
我在那里的大学教书，已经七年了，今年是第八年。
And I have been passionate about my life in China and in just the Chinese people in general. And that really started when I was a child, when my first grade teacher took us to the Nelson Atkins Museum and we looked at the Chinese art and I was just kind of captivated by it.
我热爱在中国的生活，这一切要追溯到我小的时候，一年级的时候，我们在这个Neil Atkinson那个博物馆里面，我们看见中国的艺术。
And over the years, you know, I had different dreams, different hopes, and I could just see how God was kind of directing me towards China.
年复一年我有着不同的梦想，但是最终神带领我是去到中国。
And when I was in college, I talked to my dad and mom and said, you know, I think I want to go to China and teach there for a year or something like that. And my dad's exact words were, absolutely not, over my dead body. There's no way I'm sending my daughter somewhere I couldn't bail her out of jail.
所以我大学的时候我跟我父母讲说我想到去中国交一年书，我爸爸就说绝不可能，除非你都不能去，然后他觉得说如果有一个地方我不能把女儿保释出来的话，我就不放心让她去。
And my father is a Christian and I was kind of like, okay. And so I was very conflicted. I thought, you know, if God wants me to go, but I also have to honor my parents, how does this work? And so I really just turned it over to God and said, if you want me there, you need to line it up so that my dad would bless me going.
我当时就有点挣扎，在顺从父母和这个听从神的呼召里面有点挣扎，我就向神祷告。
And I left it alone for a couple of years, and eventually my dad actually got plugged into missions And when the opportunity came for me to go to China, he signed me up. I didn't sign myself up to go.
后来我就有等待了一两年。后来我的父亲他在一些宣教机构服侍的时候有一个机会出来，结果是他给我了那个机会。
And then when the opportunity came to move permanently, and I told him, you know, what do you think? He's like, I don't think it's my decision. I think it's God's.
然后最终能够成行的时候，我就问他是怎样想的？我觉得这是实在是神所做的。
And so I got over there, and I was working with the university and also children's weekend classes. And now I just work at the university because of licensing problems.
这个我也在大学里面教书，周末也教孩子们。
And I've been, a lot of people have ideas about what it's like being on the field and what it's like serving overseas and all these things. And some of it, what you think is true, there's a lot of stuff that changes constantly. There's been times where it's been very easy, and then there's been a lot of struggles too.
我们对于在海外的宣教那些服事，我们都有自己的印象。有些你们想象的是对的，有一些是不一样。这里有很多的挑战。
I've been taken in by the police and interrogated. I've seen, kind of like what Chris was saying, like everybody you were working with just leaves and goes back to America or somewhere else, and you're like, but I thought we were doing something here.
我有遇到过警察的讯问，也有就像 Teresa 刚才分享的，就是好像所有的同工都离开了。
There's times in China where especially in Baotou, where there isn't a lot of scrutiny, there isn't a lot of persecution, and then there's times where it kind of things start happening very quickly that you didn't expect to happen, and it gets very tense and very complicated, and so you have to be very careful with what you're saying and doing.
在中国尤其是在包头，有的时候好像说那个逼迫不是很厉害，但是有时候就会突然有事情发生，然后突然就会有很多的逼迫。
But what I've really seen God do is really opening up opportunities to love on my students. My students are college age, and some of them come from small cities, a lot of them come from the countryside. They don't have a lot of opportunities. My university isn't a very respected university, so they come in and they've just really never had anyone tell them they can do it, or somebody who's like, I want to help you.
那个神就给我机会啊，让我能够爱那里的学生啊。那里有很多学生，他们是从小城来的啊，有的是从农村来的，他们从来没有过那样的机会，也没有人能告诉他你能够成功啊。神就给我这样的机会来帮助他们。
And what I've really seen is people don't want to hear what you have to say about God. Excuse me. People don't want to hear the message about God if they don't see the love of God in you.
因为我所经历的就是人家不想听你讲关于神的信息，如果在你的身上他们感觉不到神的爱，他们就不要听。
And that's really what I've seen over the past few years. And so, by loving on my students, by showing them that I care about them as people and not just this is my job, I have to teach you English, I have to help you if you ask for it, but going above and beyond, having them into my home, I cook dinners for them or I teach them how to make cookies.Helping them with extracurricular activities, even dating advice sometimes. By showing them that I care about who they are as people, they're far more open to hearing what I have to say about being a Christian.
我所这几年学到的就是要真正的爱他们啊，我帮助他们啊，给他们烧饭，叫他们烤饼干，甚至教给他们一些恋爱的建议啊，这样子他们的心会真正的打开。
And I want to show you, just share a couple of people up here on the screen with you. This young lady up here, her name is Hanyan Lu, and she's a great proof of what God will do, and how it really is a small world. Sorry.
这里这个女孩子，她的见证就是看见说，神能够做怎样奇妙的事。
I was actually home last year, or a year and a half ago on sabbatical, and I went to this Christmas party that a church was hosting.And I was really tired and just kind of ready to go. And I was getting ready to leave, and my friend comes over. She like grabs my arm. She's like, "Don't go yet."
我很累，就准备回去了。然后，这个 我很累，然后就有人抓住我的胳膊说别走。
And she comes back a few minutes later dragging this boy and this girl behind her. And she's like, this is Liu Yan and he's from, where are you from? He's like, Huhatsu. And I'm like, that's the capital of the province I live in.
他抓住了一个男孩一个女孩，他说这个孩子是从中国来，从哪里来，是从呼和浩特。我说那里就是我去的中国，我在那里工作的那个省会。
And then she introduces the other girl. She's like, this is Han Yanlu and she's from, where are you from? Oh, Baotou Neimongun. I was like, no way.
然后另一个女孩说哪里来，说从包头来。我说这实在不可能。
And so, you know, here I am in Kansas City, Missouri, which is not a, you know, major city in America, and she's from Baotou, Neimongun, and we both, like, crossed paths, and God just did that by bringing her to Kansas City, and I had been in Baotou, and then I'm home with my family, and I just happened to go to the right Christmas party on the right day at the right time.
实在这是不可思议，因为Missouri, Kansas并不是一个 著名的大臣，我回到了这个堪萨斯，然后却在这里碰到从包头来的，就是我在中国服侍的地方，能碰到这样一位女孩子。
And we've hung out in America, we've hung out in Baotou, and in the past year and a half, she's actually become a Christian, and she's still here studying, and just being able to encourage her and invest in her life, and with her family and stuff has been incredible to see God bringing us from different parts of the world to the same place at the same time.
所以我们在美国有交往，我们在包头也有交往，他也成为了基督徒，我们就看见神何等怎样的调度万有，让我们跨越这些地域的限制，能够在一起。
And the other people up here, these are some of my Baotou friends. The boy in the corner here with the blue shirt, it's kind of hard to tell. His name's Gary, he's a Christian, he's getting his PhD right now in Beijing. And this other young man up here is Alan, he is, was a student at my university and has since graduated.
这里这些是我在包头的朋友，最右边边上那一位，他是到北京读博士去了，他是基督徒，这一位当中这位他也是基督徒。
And again, I would just encourage you guys of, if you show the love of God to people, they're willing to listen to what you have to say about God. Because Alan, he came to Bible study, he was interested, but his parents don't want him to become Christian because they're Confucianists. And so he's like, I'm not going to become a Christian.
这个我想要劝勉大家，就是说，如果我们见证神的爱，我们所说的人就会听。像这位Alan，他来查经，但是 他的父母不愿意他成为基督徒，因为他们觉得我们是受这个儒教，孔子的教导。And
after he told me this, he was saying how, or here I saw him distancing himself from us more and more. And I confronted him. I'm like, dude, what's up? Like, you call me your big sister, and I treat you like my brother, and why are you avoiding me now?
渐渐的，他有点好像要跟我保持距离，我就问他说，为什么你现在会变成这样？
And he said, you know, well, I'm not going to become a Christian, so I, you know, figured you wouldn't want to hang out if I'm not going to become a Christian. Like, that's not what I mean by when I say you're my family. Like, I care about you, whether you become a Christian or not. Yes, I want that, but I still love you, whether you are or not.
他就我问他为什么会这样，他就说我大概不可能会成为基督徒，那你大概也就不会想理我了。那我跟他说，我当然想你成为基督徒，但是不管你是不是基督徒，我仍然爱你。
So he, it flipped a switch in him, and we, even though he's graduated, he always knows he can come talk to me, and really this year's been a really, really bad year for him, and he still will call, and if he needs, you know, advice or just somebody to talk to, he knows he can always come, and that no matter what he does, I'm still going to love him, because that's the love of Christ, is no matter what you do, no matter what your mistakes are, no matter how much you run away from God, he's still there, and he still wants a relationship with you.
这在我们的关系里面就是一个转折，尽管他也个人遇到很多的压力和挑战，但是他就知道说他可以随时回来找我跟我联络，因为我们所要见证的就是基督的爱，是无条件的爱，不管我们遇到的是怎样的环境，主仍然是爱我们。And
so I would just encourage you guys to put that into your own life of seeing who is God putting in your life to love on them, even if it's not easy, even if it requires sacrifice.
我想我们的挑战也是把它应用在我们自己的生活当中，把神放在我们身边的那些人。 如果境外对我们来说不容易，我们怎么样去来应用它。
And I would just finish with, I would love for you guys to support us in prayer. I have an American coworker who's also there serving the Lord. Her name is Stephanie, and it's just her and I now. We're the only two in Balto. And it's tough, it's hard, but we really are excited for the next year. This is our eighth year, and in the Bible, eight is kind of the new beginning, and so we're really excited to see what God has in store for us. So we would just love your prayer.
谢谢大家，感谢大家在祷告当中来支持我们。我们还有一位美国同工，我们一直在那里服侍，已经要进入第八年了，这第八年也许是一个新的开始。
Thank you, guys.
谢谢。
弟兄姊妹平安。有一点紧张，因为我不常上来做见证。七月初的时候我们全家出门，当时打算出门大概两个多星期，我们是开车出去旅行。那其实我们出门之前也做过祷告，求神保守我们的平安。然后呢，大企业比较小心，他就大概两个星期前，在出门之前，他也把车开到迪伦那里去，看一下是不是有什么问题。然后检查说一切都没问题，我们就出门了。那天是七月三号第一天。那我们当天呢，就是打算到 Lexington, Kentucky 过夜。那车子过了 Louisville, Kentucky 的时候呢，那个时候是我在开车，然后我就看到车子的那个电池的灯亮了。当时我就想，这个灯怎么会亮的？我就指给李大奇看，他说，哦，这个大概车子有时候太敏感 or something, 没有关系的，它昨天还亮过，然后就自己按掉了，没有问题。然后所以我们就接着在 highway 上开，我也不是很往心里去，但是开了大概十分钟一刻钟，我觉得这个不太对头吧，这个灯也没有要按掉的意思，好像还越来越亮了。然后我就让他看一下车上那个 menu, 然后他看了一眼就说，哦，这个电池灯亮了，上面说就是说你要马上找dealer联系。那我说那怎么办，我们离得那么远。然后他就当场，幸好有 smartphone 对吧，所以就查附近有没有 Honda 的 dealer, 然后打电话，打电话呢居然还没有人接。那天因为七月三号嘛，我就有点紧张，我想第二天七月四号人家 dealer 肯定就休息对吧。那我们怎么办，当时大概是快六点五点多的时候，然后我们在 highway 上，然后我说那会不会就是电池有一个问题，我们是不是到 Walmart直接就换一个电池就没问题了嘛。那我们就近赶紧找地图上，哎，正好附近有个沃尔玛，我们就下了 highway 就开过去了。当时就开始下小雨，然后我到了那个店里面，就跟那个机修工一说，那个人说，哦，如果你们在开车的时候电池灯亮了，多半不是电池的问题，是 alternator 的问题。 alternator 就是汽车里面它是一个像一个充电器一样的东西，你它在engine work 的时候呢，它就不断的给你的电池充电。那如果你车子开车的时候，你在开着空调，你开着收音机对吧，开窗开灯，这些都要用电嘛。那你如果电池里的电一边在用，一边又不断的源源不断的充进去，你的车就是可以运行的比较正常。但是你的电池灯亮了，说明这电池电充不进去了，一般就是这充电器出现问题了。然后当时我就觉得，啊，还是很麻烦的问题吗？那他说 Walmart 是不做这样的维修的，你得去找专门的汽车修理商店。那我们就两个人同时在沃尔玛停车场，他就是附近，他就先给那个迪勒再打电话，我就在随便找附近有没有什么修车的店。然后他迪勒打电话，然后迪勒一说我 alternate 有问题，他说对不起，有这样的问题呢你要先预约才可以来修，而且我们好像马上就要关门了，明天也休息，没有就是当时就觉得，啊，好绝望，这个是怎么办才好。那个 Walmart 的汽修工呢就对过我们说，啊，我看你们今天晚上就在这儿附近找一个旅馆住一下，明天就是 开到哪里去修一下。我们就说到底有没有修车的地方呢，他说会有的，那我们就在手机上随便找了一个，就附近也有个修车的店，是 Kentucky 那边 local 的店，然后我就赶紧打电话过去问了。那个时候大概5:20、5:30不到，然后他们说也是6:00就关门，然后我们就说可不可以把车就先开过来看一下，那个人就说快可以过来检查一下，那我们就开过去了。开过去呢，那个机修工一个老先生还让李大奇在上面试各种，就是说他在猛踩油门的时候，他用不知道什么测试你的电池哈，猛踩油门的时候是有什么啊、如果你打开就是刮雨器啊，打开灯啊，大灯什么，反正他在那里测完了就跟我们说，这很明显就是 alternator 的问题，然后还给我们看就是说在什么情况下你的电池电压是多少。然后那我当时就是我们就比较傻，就是说不知道，有点懵哈，不知道该怎么办。然后就我当时第一个反应就是说我就找一个没人的地方去祷告，然后我儿子好过来，我就拉着手在那边一起跟他祷告，因为我也不知道，我也没有这个信心求神说啊，就把这车一下子奇迹般的就没问题了。我只是希望，我当时只是想希望说这里的人能够突然愿意连夜帮我们把车修好或者是 something。 然后但是那个人就说他是可以去找他的 manager 谈一谈，看看有什么解决的办法。的主要的问题呢就是说 alternate 他其实这些商店里他也没有存货，他还要去专门去订零部件来给你替换下来。然后他就去了，过了一会儿他回来就说他跟他的 manager 商量过了，是说他觉得我们这车的这个测试结果，他觉得我们还可以坚持开一个小时。他说你们如果，我们那时候地方确实就是说那个旅馆啊，开过去大概还有3刻钟的左右的时间。他说你们开车，你看现在天还没有完全黑，你们就不要开灯也不要开空调，把窗户打开，就是这么开，就是说希望你们今天晚上能够安全的到达旅馆，然后明天一早的你就找一个店去修。那我当时也就是觉得大概这是唯一的解决办法吧，也有一点侥幸心理，然后我就说那我们就上路走了。确实打开窗，不开灯，不开空调，不开收音机什么，尽量减少用电。但是这个时候雨开始下大了，孙大奇在开车，他说不开刮雨器没法开车，啥也看不清。那也没办法，那只能开了刮雨器，对吧？我们开在右边那条lane也不敢开得太快，就是往前开。然后那个时候大概离6:00还有1刻钟，我就赶紧找离我们旅馆附近5分钟车程还果然有一家店，因为跟那家店是等于是连锁店哈、啊。然后我觉得前面一家店的服务是就是态度挺好的，所以就找这家店赶紧打电话过去跟他们预约第二天8:00把车送到他们那去修，才约好了。然后那时候再过了1刻钟，就那个时候车上就那些仪表盘上突然这个一个刹车灯亮了，然后那个什么 AES balance 灯亮了，左一个灯右一个灯全都亮了。那时候我就说这仪表盘上还有这么多灯，我原来都不知道啊。然后我们就说这个是什么情况，晚了完的。然后我们那时候还在 highway 上开，然后那个灯啊就是突然就是像放烟花一样，它一暗一亮一暗一亮，然后突然一下全变黑了。然后李大姐说这下完蛋了。我在那个时候大概我就非常恐慌，我估计我喊了 Oh my God 10几声有的。然后就是那个时候就是说很就是很懵的时候，突然李大姐说哎，这里有一个 highway 出口，然后我们说赶紧下去吧。我觉得就像好像很奇妙，就是说就是好像神让我们正好在那个时候到了一个 highway 出口，我们就赶紧下那个 ramp。 他说那个车已经开起来很重了，但是呢下 ramp 的时候一看左边拐弯那前面有一个麦当劳哈，我们还想着哎，我们把车开到那个麦当劳的停车场去吧，就停在那里。但是那个也是有点 一厢情愿。我们的车开到下面，下了 ramp， 前面就是红绿灯，一个左转灯，一个右转，中间有一个三角形的区域是一个岛，那车是我们的车勉强到了那个地方，然后就死掉了。那幸好就是说李大奇就勉强把车还 maneuver 到了中间那个岛上，就是两边 lane 都不算完全挡住，但是也对后面 traffic 有影响。而且因为没电了嘛，也不能打应急灯，也不能干什么，我们就，不过那个时候我反而就好像事已至此，那就还有什么，赶紧打911，就是叫了警察。然后呢，我们在那里的时候还有一位素不相识的陌生人哈，上来敲我们的车门问怎么回事，然后帮我们把车推到旁边路肩上，就这样也不影响后面的车流呢，也不，我们也相对比较安全一点。然后我们就在那里等警察，等了大概15分钟，那个警察来了，那警察也很和善。然后后来呢，就是说帮我们安排，就是把车拖走。那警察说，我听说，我们跟他把情况前后都说了嘛。他说我听说的 alternate 你们要修的话要花4-5个小时。然后我们当时想啊，完了，第二天还得不知道要加多少时间。我就觉得好像这一次旅行怎么那么麻烦，还有这种事情。那时候天也黑了，而且在下雨嘛，我们窗还开着，雨都进来，这个也没有办法。然后拖车的人来了，那个人也非常和气，也非常 nice。我就觉得我们这些人就像是天使的化身一样，就是一直帮助我们。然后那特别他们就是说好像可以还帮我们，我们还帮我们先送到旅馆，然后把车呢再拖到我前面，正好打了电话约了那个修车的那个店，离那个旅馆5分钟的地方。那个警察呀，让我们家小朋友和我坐警车，他们都很高兴哈，生命人生又完整一次。他们坐在那后面说啊，这个是犯人坐的地方。Anyway， 所以然后呢，我们那个到旅馆门口，别人都看着我们，因为是好大一辆拖车把我们的车拖过去，那个人在帮着我们把行李都拿下来，拿到下面我们，然后进去 check in， 然后他就把车拖走了。当天晚上我们就是反正事后想还是很害怕的，你要是在 highway 上，就是当时车抛在 highway 上，就是非常的不安全，对吧？然后我又不知道第二天就是说修车又不会出什么新的岔子，那个警察说可能要4-5个小时，我也没有这个信心说不晓得会不会需要到底要修多少，所以当天晚上就在那边辗转反侧睡不着觉。然后然后就想到圣经里的一句经节哈，我忘了是腓立比书4:6，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。然后我就在那里祷告，然后又想起宇辉弟兄有一次做的见证，他那时候航班差点延误嘛，但是他见证说神不误事因他是神，有一首诗歌。然后反正当天晚上还挺感动的，但是就一直折腾了很晚才睡着。但第二天就一切其实都很顺利早上我叫了一辆车去了修车行，他们已经拿到了车和钥匙，然后也很快就找到了零件，然后大概过了两个半小时就修好了。我们当天然后就顺利的就又继续往前走了那个旅馆的人还很惊讶的，因为他本来以为我们要在那里再住一个晚上。所以就是说反正这就是出了一点岔子，但是呢也不怎么影响我们的行程。我就想起Gary 何牧师，那我出门之前正好来那个周末，他讲的就是讲到 detour， 就是说神有时在我们的路上设置一些难处，让我们不得不绕道走，好像没有捷径，没有简单的路，但是呢神也有他的美意在里面所以呢我们虽然经过这样一个 detour， 他就是说 让我反而更加感谢神。我想这个车它开了那么久，迪勒也没检查出什么问题，但是我们出门两个星期，它肯定在某一个时间段它肯定会出问题。但是那第一天说不定还是最好的时间，它出问题出在那天可能是最好的。我们第二天后来开车在 West Virginia 那个蜿蜒的山路上开，然后又下起瓢泼大雨。我想要是在那个时候出问题，前不着村后不着店的，反而更麻烦。就是说所以呢，就是我就想说，上次王淼弟兄说一个人受了神的恩典，虽然自己留着也很好，但是上来分享给大家一起感受神他的作为是更好。所以我上来因为神让我有感动，让我做见证来彰显他的荣耀，显示他的作为。谢谢大家。
有今天你